So today, we're doing a service and worship and the message a little bit different. So half of what the Lord is going to say to you today, normally the preacher says the whole thing, right, quote unquote, the preacher is the one who brings the message to you, but today, so it's going to be half and half. Half is going to be me sharing, and half is going to be you listening from the Lord directly. So the message is also up to you and what you do with what the Lord might speak to you this morning. So what is going to happen is for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to share a reflection on the idea of, can I hear him? Can I hear the Lord? Can we actually, as people of God, hear his voice? You know how sometimes that's so hard for us to really get to a point where we can say, hey, I heard the voice of the Lord, or I know when the Lord is actually speaking to me. For some of us, that is a continuous growth experience, because we, little by little, through our years of experiencing the Lord, we develop that idea of, hey, that sounds like the Lord. It sounds like 3 years ago when I was going through something, and it was also the same thing. And I'm not saying literal words really going to your ear, because that's probably a little bit of the confusion that some people struggle with. Oh, I heard the Lord told me that I need to marry you. You know, it's like, really? How do you hear him? Oh, I mean, I actually didn't hear that. I just had in my heart that sentiment that, you know, that's what, something that the Lord was guiding me to, you know, or I heard the Lord telling me that I needed to move to Africa. How do you hear that? He actually spoke to you in the middle of the night, like with Samuel? No, it was in my heart. I had this impression. So little by little, we get confused. What does that mean to hear the Lord? What does that mean? Some of us might say, hey, I actually heard his sound. But most likely, what it's going to look like is an experience in the relationship that we develop with the Lord, that we start discerning, that is the Lord speaking to me. Because I remember that in the past, that's how I discerned that he was actually telling me and guiding me and speaking to me or correcting me, teaching me, encouraging me. So we develop this capacity somehow to discern when the Lord speaks to us. So if let's say a non-believer, someone that doesn't follow Jesus, I would ask you, how do you hear to your God? How do you listen to him? What has he been speaking to you lately? What would you say to that? Isn't that a very interesting challenge? That for many believers, that answering that question from a non-believer is a challenge. So how do we witness about a God that we can't hear? Isn't that a little bit of a challenge? So today, my case to you is that we can hear him. But it takes time. It takes intentionality. It takes the capacity to really develop that capacity for us to discern, oh, I think that's the sound of the Lord. So last week, we closed our series of messages on when God asks the questions, going deeper with him, when he is the one who asks the questions and not us. So, and the last question that we heard was, where are you? And the context of the question is Genesis 3, where Adam and Eve were hiding from the Lord. They ate what they weren't supposed to be eating. The Lord told them, don't eat that. They did. And then it says in verse 8, chapter 3, verse 8, I don't have the screen with me, so I'm going to turn here. It says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God. They heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. So when my girls are fighting down in the basement and I start walking towards the stairs going down, they heard the sound of the dad. Oh, dad is coming, and I can perceive that they heard me. I didn't say anything, but they know the sound. I either mute the TV or start walking towards the stairs, and they kind of start fighting whatever they are doing there. because they know that I'm coming closer to them. So we are able to discern his voice because we somehow develop a relationship that is the Lord. That is the Lord. Either he's telling me to wait, he's silence, he's saying no, he's saying yes, he's saying turn, take a left, take a right, go somewhere or do something. And we develop that. So I think this is a very interesting question for all of us. Can I hear him? And the case is yes. We're supposed to hear him because he's our Father. He won't hide his voice from us. So today and next week, we're going to be practicing that. We're going to be practicing listening to God's voice, something that we do in our culture today. Is that we don't hear his voice as often as he speaks because he's constantly speaking to us because we want to hear what we want to hear. And the Lord, a lot of times, won't say what we want to hear, what we need to hear. See the difference? It's what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. So he is always speaking to us. He is always saying something because he is our Father. Wouldn't you, as a father, as a friend, as a teacher, as an adult, want to speak to those around you? It's our nature that we speak and talk and say something to those that we love. So imagine the Father, the Creator, our Father, our Savior, just being silent for long periods of time. That is against his nature. The first thing that he did that we know of, he spoke and created the whole universe by his word. So he speaks all the time. He speaks all the time. And it's challenging for our church, this church and the church of Christ all over the world, when we see that believers struggle to answer that question. What is the Lord speaking to you? If someone asks you, hey, what was the message the last 2 weeks or so? What would you say? Do you remember? Do you know? We assume that we're sharing what we're hearing from the Lord to you, right? As preacher, we really want to make sure, I think this is something that God wants us to be hearing as a congregation. So we prepare, we deliver a message with the hopes that people are digesting, taking in, processing, somehow growing through those teachings. But it is somehow a reality that it is very hard for someone to remember what was preached a few weeks ago. And I had done this exercise with us, a small group, the Spanish small group, and kind of bringing hey, I have a prize. And if someone can remember what we spoke last week and has been sometimes, none or maybe one thought around it. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. The motivation and encouragement is when we come to this place, when we come to this place, we need to come like Jesus said in Matthew, with thirst and hunger. That is the posture of the heart that we need to bring to the house of the Lord. Because if you are thirsty and hungry, he will feed you. But if you come with a posture, if we come with a posture, I'm not really looking forward to taking a word to take with me throughout the next 6 days until next Sunday. If that's not the posture, the Lord is not going to feed our souls as we need to. Because somehow a posture of I'm here to fulfill my duty as a believer somehow reflects a posture of I am full. So if we come thirsty and hungry for him, he will feed us. So can you hear him? Can you hear him? I do believe that, yes, we can. How do we do that? How do we do that? Jesus said in John 10 that we are his sheep. He was talking about you are my sheep. And then he said this to the disciples. In verse 3 and 4. To him, the gatekeeper opens. Meaning the shepherd. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls him own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Do you see the tone that Jesus is saying there? He's speaking to the disciples, saying, you are mine. You are my own. And you will be able to recognize when it's me, the one who is calling you out, that is inviting you, that is saying your name. That's the type of relationship that we must seek to have with Jesus when we are able to hear his voice. And you're probably thinking, okay, how do I do that? I don't hear his voice. I'm too busy. All I hear is noise. In this neighborhood, we hear a lot of police cars going around, ambulance in the middle of the night, right? Sometimes gunshots or fireworks like last night. Probably what you're hearing is your own busyness, complaints, dissatisfaction with life in general, waiting for the Lord to say something that you want to hear, and the Lord is saying something else. And I think that is the sad news about this reality, that it is challenging for us to discern his voice. And I can't imagine me calling my daughters and saying, hello, hi, honey, how are you? And they will say, hi, who are you? I'm your dad. Oh, hi, dad. They know my voice. They know my voice. So imagine that. The Father speaks to us every morning. Otherwise, why would he keep you on this earth? Otherwise, we'd just be with him. That is the reason why you and I are still here. His purpose, his plans, and to accomplish those things is through him leading us, speaking to us. So how do we hear? Today, first practical way for us to hear, and I think this is the quote-unquote, the one that probably we don't want, sadly, is his word. Is his word. Do not expect for the Lord to write something with the clouds on the sky. Do not expect the Lord to show up in the middle of the night and tell you something important about you and your life and about him. Do not expect a prophet showing up at your house, at the door, knocking, hey, I have a message from the Lord for you. Those things will be amazing. Don't expect that way. I mean, I believe the Lord can do all that. Don't expect all those things if you haven't regarded the Word of God as the first channel of communication with you. Do not expect that. Oh, Daddy, you know what? I would rather you to text me rather than calling me. I said, no, honey, I need to call you. I want to hear your voice. And I want you to know my voice and hear that it's me. So just think of that type of relationship. What is the type of relationship that we want with him? The first channel of communication that he established between us and him is his word. He gave us creation, and creation by nature speaks of him. We know him, and we can get to know him through creation, just looking around us. Greatness. Greatness is all over us, around us. He's there. He's speaking to us. So, what are we going to do now is to listen to his voice in his word. Last week, we have been talking about, you know, can we actually hear him? He's asking questions. Like I said, Jesus himself asked more than 130 questions in the Gospels. That was his preferred method to get our attention, to get a conversation, and to help us grow in our faith. So what we are going to do now is to grab to one of those eight questions, so we can have the question on the screen, from the eight last week. These are the topics. These are the topics from the eight last weeks. And you're going to see each question has a color, right? So you're going to pay attention, and I'm going to give you 2-3 minutes and try to remember and try to identify which of those questions is the one that you felt that the Lord actually did something in your heart. And you're going to pick one of those, just one. If you have two, great. But for today, pick one and take the other one and take it home with you. So, and then you're going to select your color. You think of your color. You already know your question. You're going to get your color. And then you're going to come up when we're ready to hear. We have those questions printed here, in this side in Spanish and this side in English. So you can just come to each. You're going to grab your question. If for some reason we all are getting the same question and we run out of one color, praise God. That means that actually the Lord is saying something. So you're going to pick one of those questions. And you're going to go back there, and for the next 10 minutes, you're going to try to hear to his voice. How do I do that personally when I'm interacting with the Bible? I read the passage 3, 4, 5 times over and over, over and over. If I have other versions, I do that so I can get a different idea what other translations have done with that. And then I try to identify what is a word, a thought, a picture, an image that somehow comes up in the middle of my reading. And then I go back and try and circle and try to interact with that idea. So the question in itself is an idea. And God is asking you something. How did you respond to that question when we preached about it? That can take you, the whole week for you to answer. But as for now, you're going to select your color. You know your question. And I'm going to invite you as you feel ready in the next 3 or 2 minutes. Come up again, Spanish, in English. You're gonna. Oh, that's Spanish? Okay. Thank you. So that's Spanish, and this is in English. Thanks, Misha. Oh yeah, I was left and right. Okay. So and then you're gonna get that, and you're gonna go back. At the same time, you're gonna take your communion with you, and you're gonna go back to your place. And you're going to interact with the Lord yourself. We really, as pastors, as a congregation, want to make sure that we're equipping you in the art of listening and having your own relationship with the Lord. And we don't get to do this a lot. We don't have a lot of opportunities and activities as a church for us to come together and practice this. I mean, this is It's an art, it's an aspect of the faith that we want to continue exploring. But for today, we thought it would be really nice to do something a little bit special as we take communion together. You take communion and you hear from him. What's going to happen after that is next week, we're going to ask two of you if you feel like you want to share your experience through these questions. We want to hear from you. And the congregation also would like to hear from you. Two testimonies. What is the Lord speaking to you? Because next week's topic is we also hear the word of God through the community. So today is through his word. So each of us is interacting. And next week, Misha is going to be sharing, listening to the Lord's voice through the community. And to do that, we want to open the space here for two of you. Whoever wants to do it, we want to hear from you. But we want to know before Sunday to share your testimony and your experience in listening to God's voice. What is God speaking to you through these questions? So let me pray. We're going to prepare for communion. So remember, you're going to come up, take your card. There is a pen, take communion, go back and take communion when you're ready. In the next 10 minutes or so, you interact with God's word yourself. So I'm going to invite the worship team as we prepare to take communion and to hear to his voice at a personal level. Father in heaven, thank you so much for being here with us this morning. Lord, I know that you're here, and we open our hearts. We open our hearts, Father, to you to come and speak to us, to come and encourage us, to come and teach us, to come and encounter us as we seek your face, as we go deeper and just taking a time as a community to hear from you, Father. So, Lord, we pray over these cards. We pray for the communion. We give you thanks, Jesus, for your sacrifice, for your body and your blood that was poured out for the forgiveness of sins. I want you to remember that the communion is an invitation of Jesus to all of us who have believed in him as our Lord, Savior. Those of us who believe that his sacrifice is sufficient for our salvation. Those of us who have been encountered by him. So if you haven't, if you feel distant from the Lord, this is a beautiful opportunity to enter in a relationship with him, to restore your faith, to be healed, to experience cleansing from his presence. Holy Spirit, come. We're here for you. Let's remember that as you eat and partake in this element of these elements, the bread and the juice, you're also partaking Jesus' sacrifice for you. The bread represents his body that was broken, crushed for us. And the juice represents his blood that was poured out for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for the invitation to be with you. And we do ask you, Father, to speak to us. Speak to us. Speak to us. Come, Holy Spirit. We want to hear your voice. Thank you for your word. Thank you for revealing yourself, Jesus, in your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.